to the We Don't Know Jack Show, featuring Nico as the Joker and Kevin as the Ace, going all in on all topics. And remember, we don't know Jack.
We don't know Jack. Coming in.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes.
Happy Friday, everybody.
The Ace.
How's it going, Nico?
Man, I'm doing well, sir. Doing well. We've got an all 80s show for the people today, man.
All 80s.
All 80s. In fact, if you don't talk about anything in the 80s, like if it doesn't have to do with the 80s.
The 80s.
I'm gonna nix it. Like, we're just not... I might not even respond to you.
Do I need to use words like cool and tubular?
Oh, yes.
What about, like,
awesome,
genre?
Totally.
Okay, totally awesome, cool, yeah. Like, all right, we're good. Yeah. So, man, this is my 80s book. I was born in 1980, so the 80s was obviously the most important year of my life. So, man, I'm excited about this episode. Nico, what do you want to start off with? Do you have any just quick topics before
we jump in? I think you'd mentioned before the show, we'll just give a couple of shout-outs to some people who became important during the 1980s and have just recently departed from us. So
yes.
why don't you take that away, Kevin?
Yeah, so I definitely wanted to talk about that. There's two just television, movie, humanitarian icons that have lost their life in the last month. And one of them... And we are going to talk about the sitcoms. So one of them is Bob Saget. He's one of the best comedians. And if you're a real Bob Saget fan, you know him for his role in Dave Chappelle's movie. And I'm not going to get into that, man. But rest in peace, Bob Saget. And I'm going to let you bring in the other one, Nico. Who is our girl?
Oh, man, listen. We love to rip Golden Girls here.
Yeah, squad.
And, I've seen posts that say... you know, sliced bread was invented on this date, and Betty White was born before that. So really, sliced bread is the most important thing since Betty White.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Betty White. I said this to Nicole the other day. Like, I mean, I get it. You know, maybe they have done some humanitarian things. We don't know them personally. Have no idea what they were really like in their life, but they made us laugh. And they were enjoyable for our adolescents. And so, I think it's fine to give them a shout out. Many people probably missing them. You know, sad fact of life is that you're going to pass away at some point. It was sad to my wife, though, that Betty had, like, she just barely got, she was almost to her 100th birthday. They were going to, like, televise her 100th birthday.
Yeah.
And she was just inches away from it, man. So that's kind of, that, you know, that snuck up on people.
You know, for us at We Don't Know Jack, I made a comment that she was going to try to, we were trying to get her on the show, man, and it was sad that we couldn't, man. Rest in peace, Betty White. We love you. There's been a lot of funny memes, but Betty White would appreciate all the humor that's going on right now. She played a lot of serious roles or kind of like half jokey roles, but man, have you seen some of the roasts that she's done?
I haven't, man. I saw her on Saturday Night Live, and she was funny.
She roasted Donald Trump before he became the president. It's freaking hilarious.
I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, you gotta check that out.
But, you know, of course, we'll always know her from Golden Girls. That's, you know, probably one of the more... In fact, actually, my daughter watches Golden Girls now. You know, reruns of Golden Girls, which was a show that was on, you know, when I was younger than my daughter. So, you know, that's cool. But...
Yeah, rest in peace to both of them. Great... They were great people. I know.
I know Bob Saget. Bob Saget was a great person.
No, actually, I don't think he was a good person at all. And I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. In the movie that he's in with Chappelle, he has the best line, and it says, "Have you ever sucked dick for marijuana?" You know, it's hilarious. And I don't think he was a good person. And I think he did some really weird stuff, didn't he?
I don't know. I have heard this week that his wife passed away, and he raised his three daughters. On his own. So, you know, I mean, credit to that. I don't know.
His wife passed away before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Any case, man. I don't know where you want to start, man. I mean, we got a plethora.
One question, though. Did he get into some legal trouble? Or am I thinking of Pee Wee Herman? Was he doing something in the movie theaters?
That was Pee Wee.
Yeah, but Bob Saget.
Pee Wee, by the way, big icon for the 80s.
I know what it is. And Bob Saget, don't rest in peace, because now I remember what it was. And you said some inappropriate stuff about a racial group. And I have no love for that.
I don't think that was Bob Saget. Are you sure about this?
We'll fact check me on Facebook.
I also don't think it's cool to say don't rest in peace.
Well, it is, but I already said it. I'm going to fact check what I think he did, and we'll figure it out.
I don't know about that. So, hey, man, again, I don't know where you want to start, Kevin, because I think this the topic, like, for instance, I Love the 80s, as VH1 likes to put out their shows. It's so broad. Like, there's so many things. Like, we talked about fashion, cartoons, TV shows, movies, music, right? There's so many, current events, but events that happened in politics and globally. We're not going to cover all of it. We're just going to touch on some of the things, and if we find one in particular we want to go off on, we'll do that for the next 60 minutes, you know?
Cool.
So... Yeah.
So I have a list. I know you said get your top 10 for the 80s sitcom, and I have my list, and I'm not really sure what order we're going to go in, so I want you to be very, very clear how we're going to do this. I have it from 1 to 10, so do I need to start at 10 and go up?
Yeah, this is so tough for me because I actually came up with a list of like 30. Yeah, like, you know, it's just too tough, right? But
so let's do it like this. So you put a lot of thought and effort. It was kind of hard for me. I had to look up even shows that came out in the 80s. So my list is from IMBD, I think that is.
IMDb, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, so yeah. My list comes from that, and that's... It was done over several of the last decades, and they still hold true to this list. So maybe you can talk about yours, and I can say where those fall.
Yeah, well, why don't
that.
We go over there? So, I mean, do they have a top 10? Let me hear it.
Yeah, they have a top 10 for sure.
Let's start at their 10.
Okay, their 10.
Okay, like, meaning it's not their best, okay?
Okay, so this is, I think I'm going to get it right this time. The top 10 list, we're starting from 10.
Always.
And going to 1.
Yeah.
Who do you think first is going to be number 10 on this list? I'm just curious.
God, it's too hard. It's too hard.
Okay, well, let's do a precursor. Who do you think is going to be number 1? And then we'll call it, see if you're right.
Are we saying sitcoms?
These are sitcoms.
Sitcoms.
Okay, and hold on. I want to preface this because this list is not shows that only played in the 80s. Some of them started and rolled
in the
80s
and
okay,
went
so
in
the 90s. That's important. Yeah,
yeah,
so
I did see some. I did remember some.
Who's your guess for number 1?
Sitcoms. Just because you said it kind of started in the 80s and went in the 90s, you've kind of eliminated. I'm going to go with the Cosbys, man.
Okay, the Cosbys. You heard it. The Cosbys is number 1. All right, so I'm going to start reading the list, and number 10 is the Cosbys.
Nice!
So you've already lost. You've already lost.
Hey,
so did
man, I used to love me some Bill Cosby, man. I love the Cosby Show, man. You know, Cliff Huxtable. That seemed like the most awesome dad to have, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I love the show, too. It's kind of cheesy if you try to watch it now. But that's the one thing I was looking up, is that sitcoms in the 80s kind of were totally different than any other era. It was all about the family values and, like, really family-based stuff. And we really don't have a lot of those sitcoms anymore like that. Is that what you were finding out?
Well, I mean, like, so, you know, like, if we're talking about family stuff, like Family Ties with Michael J. Fox, that was a big one in the 80s for me. Growing Pains, people like Growing Pains with Kirk Cameron.
Yeah.
Who's the Boss was kind of like a blended type family situation, you know, with Tony taking care of his... daughter Samantha, who was what was her real name, Alyssa Milano, and they kind of also were in the same house with the lady who was hiring him to do all the housekeeping, and her son and her mom, you know.
Kind of familiar with that one. I didn't watch a lot of these shows. I watched and took notes. So when I was young, I was a hustler. I've been hustling for forever. So my sisters are 4 and 8 years older than me, so they would work, and I would take notes for these shows that they like. Days of Our Lives, any of these sitcoms, if they were working at night, and they would pay me, you know, $10 a show if I could get it all down. That was before DVRs, and you could go and watch them. So
yeah.
I was hustling. I was making that paper on these sitcoms,
that
man.
That sounds
so
awful.
Yeah, actually, it was great. It was, I'm a young entrepreneur. Yeah, but
I guess, man. Whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Frank's old blow pop. there's so many I've got here, man. But
all right, one more thing I want to say about the Cosby Show, because this was done in 2020, I think, is when this report was. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what all happened with Bill Cosby and if this show would still reign true after all the information that's come out.
Well, the information came out
before 2020. Yeah,
so I guess, if anything, you know, maybe it dropped him. But I would hope that people would be biased enough to say, or put their bias aside and say, you know, just as a show, not the actors involved in the show.
Yeah.
Where is this rank, you know? Tim's probably good, man. I mean, you know, look.
I wonder if he was higher before this. I'd like to go back because they had several lists of each year when they did this. So maybe he was higher.
He was higher when he did some of that stuff, that's for sure.
What do you feel? How do you feel about them letting this kid out? They're letting him out because he's old? Well, I already heard you say some stuff about letting all kinds of prisoners out. So.
Who
knows what he did? But
for me, you know, some of the crimes that I think are more offensive will be anything that is done towards female or children sexually. So, you know, like you could straight up murder some people.
Yeah.
Multiple people. And I'm not going to think that's as bad as, you know, sexual misconduct with young ladies and children. So,
true.
Especially if you're doing things, you know, like in a rape form, you know.
Yeah. So there was a...
Actually, I should have said just all sexual misconduct.
Yeah, sexual misconduct. Yeah, we don't condone anything that Bill Cosby did. But there are variations, I believe, of fucked upness. The next one on number 9, I want to say something before I bring this one up, is we were saying that there's not a lot of shows now that are like the shows that were in the 80s. However, two or three of my favorite shows are kind of throwbacks of those shows. One is The Goldbergs, and I think that's more of the 90s, but they were kind of in the 80s, and that's on now, but it's more in the style of the 80s sitcom. And then they also have the one Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen
that.
That's
about the 90s.
It's about the 90s. Yeah. But it was kind of 80s, 90s. But they still had that 80s sitcom feel, which I think is cool. Those are two of my favorite shows that are running now that I really liked. Yeah. And that's going to tie into this one.
I'm going to have to cancel. Don't even listen to those two things because they weren't 80s and
below. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I apologize. Please forgive me. But okay, so number 9, and the reason I said that, and I apologize for talking about another decade, is The Jeffersons. And I'm going to talk about another decade because I think they just did a remake.
Is number 9 The Jeffersons?
Number 9 is The Jeffersons.
Okay, I had Jeffersons on my list.
Didn't they just do a remake of the show that we
watched?
I'm
not talking about any remakes.
Okay, I'm gonna get in trouble one more time. I'm pretty sure that they did a remake of The Jeffersons and one other show the other day on Saturday Night Live characters. So, apologize again.
Yeah. I loved George Jefferson.
He
would make me laugh so much. And he's definitely, like I said, that's in my list of, like I said, 30 sitcoms from the 80s that I love to watch. So, okay, yeah, Jeffersons, that's fine. Number 9, I don't get a problem with it.
So he was on your list. All right, so number 8, Alf.
God, I forgot about Alf. I actually did not put Alf on my list.
This is one of the best parts of making this list, because they had 30.
God,
they had 30
totally
different shows, and I made a separate list. I made a separate list of shows I'm going to go back and watch. I want to watch Alf. We're going to have to find it and rewatch it. It was so interesting.
Man,
I literally have the new list.
He was from Alf.
I don't know, man.
Oh, man, I can't think of it. Melnack.
Melnack.
You know, Willie, when I was on Melnack. Oh, my God, Alf.
I thought he was out longer. He was only out from 1986 to 1990.
What was Alf's favorite food, man?
Cats.
Dang, you got it. Good for you, man. Yes. You got it. Love to eat cats.
Love to eat cats.
Love Alf, man. Okay, so that's number 8?
That's number 8. Interesting. All right, number 7. Number 7 is one of the ones, and I apologize, it does start in the 70s, I know, but we're still going to count it because it rolls over to
3's Company.
You already got it.
Bingo.
Three's Company, man.
That's
good
on
job.
My list.
Good
yeah.
job. Three's Company. What was that on your list? Or was it? Did you freestyle?
I didn't.
Okay. There was too many.
There's too many. Yeah, there's too many. But it was in my list, And as soon as you said started in the 70s, I thought that's the one show I have heard that started in the 70s but went into the 80s.
What I think's interesting about this list is because we both kind of fall in that area where, and we've talked about this before, my parents were older and you had a younger mom.
Yeah.
So you were probably exposed to some of these shows, and my parents were a little bit older and my siblings were a little bit older. Yeah. So I kind of missed some of these. So Three's Company, I kind of caught some, but not much. And a lot of these were like that on my list.
Yo, my mom, we were dirt poor. My mom had to work like just all crazy kind of hours, sometimes multiple jobs in order for us to pay rent. And so a lot of times the TV became our babysitter at nights when she wasn't home yet. So we would watch a ton of 80s shows, even reruns of shows that were like from the 70s, you know?
Yeah.
That's probably why we watched a lot more TV than most people.
That's what I was saying, that a lot of these ones that I did see, I think I caught in reruns when I was probably in my like 10 to 12, 13-year-old age.
Man, Jack Tripper coming in at number 7, right? Is that what you said?
Number 7, yeah. Are we on number 7? We just said Three's Company. Okay, so I'm on number 6 now.
Okay.
So number 6, quick guess.
I mean, I'd be all over the board here.
I don't really know much about this show, but number 6 comes in as Taxi.
I get it. You know, it was important to people of that time. I didn't really care for the show too much. I did watch it sometimes, you know, because you were limited on what you could watch back then. It wasn't like we had streaming. You didn't have all these channels. I think, like, our TV only had 3 networks that you could watch. It was the knob changer. And so, yeah, I mean, I get Taxi. I think it had a young Tony Danza. It had a young,
Belushi? Is it Belushi? Bald-headed guy?
No, well, it had...
here's the
cast. Oh, man, I can't think of the guy's name right now.
I took a photo of the cast so we can know.
Yeah. We'll just move on because I'm having a brain fart right now.
Yeah.
But, Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, yes.
Danny DeVito. Young Danny DeVito. Jim Carrey played... I wasn't a big fan of this comedian, but Jim Carrey played a role where he played this guy right here.
He's on there, yeah, Sam.
It's Kaufman. So that's...
What we'll do.
People like the show. I wasn't into it.
What we'll do is that I'll tag this link so everyone can see all the 30 of them, you know, so you want to go back and look at what there was. Taxi's funny to me, and I'm going to jump some decades again. Taxi kind of carried over. So you have a taxi cab where you get in New York and a ding, 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 ding. Taxi, what's it called?
Taxi
the game
cab
show.
Confessions.
No, well, that's my second one. Taxi cab confessions.
Those shows don't have anything to do with this show.
No, this has to do with taxis in general.
Yeah.
So the sitcom about taxis in the 80s would not be the same sitcom as the Taxi Drivers in 2000. No. It would just be a murder mystery. But they had Taxi Cab Confessions, and then the New York one where the guy drives around and you on a game show.
Yeah, I knew it. Yeah.
Is it, what's it called? Taxi what?
Taxi game show. I don't know.
All right, I'm in trouble. Again, I'm in trouble
like
again.
About any of this stuff from different generations. This is all 80s.
I just thought the taxi shows were great, especially the confessions. So sorry. All right, number 5, and I'm going to disagree with this one. So number 5, and you can tell me how you feel, is Night Court.
I do disagree with that. It is on my list. It is on my list of, like, you know, the 30 that I put on here. I there's no way Night Court is ahead of Cosby's. There's no way Night Court's ahead of the Jeffersons. There's no way
the
Night Court is
ahead. The thing, Nico, that you have to realize, though, is that how many douchebags there are in the world.
I mean, there's plenty.
That factors into this list, you know? I mean, obviously, Night Court should not be on here, but a lot of people watched
it. The best thing from Night Court was John Larroquette, who played the public prosecutor. And he was funny.
I'm vetoing Night Court altogether. Screw them.
Listen, Night Court's on my list of shows to watch from the 80s, sitcoms.
Maybe I'm just biased.
If I was giving you 25 to 30, Night Court's in there.
Maybe I'm biased about court.
It's not 5.
Court shows in general.
It's not 5,
Not 5. Yeah. And no court shows. You know, give me flashbacks. All right, so number 3. And
what,
I give.
What happened to four, dude?
See. Okay.
All right. Screwed up this list, dude.
My list is here,
dude,
but
tell me that Night Court is not four, dude.
This is gonna be great. All right, so Night Court is five.
Okay.
Okay.
You went the wrong direction. Is that what you're telling me?
No,
so
no,
Cosby's
no.
is number one.
No, no. Cosby's okay. 10. Right. I'm gonna let me recap so I don't mess this up. Okay. So we have Cosby number 10, Jefferson's number 9, Alf number 8, Three's Company number 7, Taxi's number 6, Night Court's number 5, but then I just mixed these things, which is actually better. So number 4, number 4 is New Heart.
Oh my God.
Bob, I don't even know
Bob
what
New
this
Heart show.
I don't even know what
that
this show
that
about.
Didn't even make my list. Again, probably older people liked that show if they were older in the 80s. You know, like if you were 40, 50, 60 in the 80s, that probably you probably liked New Heart.
What was interesting though is that I think the list was combined of watching, but they did the surveys over the decades and these and this was the one that came consistent. So a lot of people liked it, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, so that was number 4. I just jumped my pictures backwards. I have not messed up the list yet.
Okay. All right.
So no, you have no love for that show.
New Heart didn't make my even list.
So, yeah. I wasn't even sure if it was Newhart or Newhart. I didn't even know. Really...
Bob Newhart.
Okay, not
yeah,
Newhart.
Bob Newhart. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, well, he got no love. Number 3, right?
Yeah, let's go.
What number 3. All right. So number 3, and I give a lot of love to this show. Cheers.
Cheers is definitely in my top 10.
Top 10.
And if you said it was in, I could probably say it was in my top 5. I love Cheers.
Yes.
Love Sam, the bar owner. Love, you know, Woody Harrelson on the show. I didn't dislike Coach before Woody took his spot, but man, that show was funny.
It was a really, really funny show, and it hit home with everything that was going on in the world because the local watering hole is where people come, and there was all these different characters that you could relate to, and I love that show.
That's
I'll,
where
I'll
Frasier
re-watch
got
it.
Its start.
It did. Yeah. It did. So, it was a spinoff of it,
yeah,
right?
Yep. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, I'm cool with Cheers being number 3.
Okay. That's good. And number 2. Number 2, and much deserved, and we've already talked about
Golden
it.
Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls.
Man, nice.
And Nico, I always want you to show your beautiful voice on every single show because I think you sing like a songbird.
Oh man, what is it? I mean, but now I'm drawing a blank at how the song starts.
Okay, so I put you on pressure. We're going to go on to number 1.
Yeah, go on to number 1.
I want you to remember the song and we're going to circle back because Betty White needs to hear your angel voice.
Okay, good.
All right, so you want to talk about Golden Girls? I think it was a great show. It was one of my top picks. So, Nico, what do you think about Golden Girls?
Here's an interesting fact.
You kind of spoke about it.
Not a lot of people know this, but Sophia, who played the mother of Dorothy, right?
Is like younger?
She's actually younger than the actress who played her daughter on the show.
Yeah, I've heard
which
that.
Is crazy. It was crazy. I didn't realize that until looking that up much later in life, like after IMDb came out, right? So you got Sophia, right? She's the mom. Her daughter Dorothy. They're Italian descent. You got Blanche Devereaux, who took them in. She was the Southern Belle, you know, who was a freak, nasty freak.
Yeah.
Getting in. I mean, she was the first person I heard about doing double teams, man. You know, like on the Golden Girls. Crazy.
Yeah.
And then you had Rose, you know, from St. Olaf. And so Rose.
I just want to.
Shout out.
I want to read what this is about because I think that the Golden Girls was kind of ahead of its time. Because in the description it says it featured a fantastic ensemble cast with comedic legend Betty White, rest in peace, Betty, standing out as the fan favorite. Golden Girls tackled many big issues that are still discussed today, including poverty, adultery, addiction, and harassment, yet it was still able to maintain a sense of humor with a host of outrageously funny situations and storylines. So
I remember it now, man.
Yeah, I really think that that was it was really relatable because they were talking about real life stuff, and they weren't like kids getting in trouble. It was like adult real life
stuff. See if you can talk about this while I sing.
No, I just want you to go a cappella. So here we go. Okay. Nico on the mic. Let's hear what you got.
Thank you for being a friend. Traveled down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and a card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Oh my God, give it up for the Joker, man. That was so great, man. I appreciate it. Every episode I'm going to get you to sing. That was hardcore, man. I didn't think you'd get the whole thing. I thought you might have got like one or two sentences out, but
yeah.
You crush it. Congratulations.
It's crazy how your brain freezes up when you think when cameras are on you. I would normally already, I would know that song, you know?
Yeah, so we talked about it on the Christmas tradition things about theme songs, and that's something that we do in the holidays. And I'd love to play with you and your family. I think we go hard. Dude. I think we make a good team too. I'm super competitive.
I don't want you to play with me, dude.
Well, I'll play with you. I'll play with you. All right. All right. So number one.
All right.
Number one here.
Let's see what we got here.
Number one. Number one. Number one. So numero uno. Numero uno.
This seems like a stall tactic.
It is, because I was going to give you another opportunity to guess since you failed miserably with the Cosby Show. And it was the worst.
What would be over these?
What would be that? One last guess.
Let's see here. I'm going to go.
How about I give you a hint? It ran 10 years.
Okay. Does it cover different spans or is it only in the 80s?
It's ran from 1987 to 1997.
Ooh, okay.
It was definitely a super edgy comedy.
Super edgy comedy, huh? Okay. Well,
it had to do with a shoe salesman.
Oh, man. I was saving this one for our 90s show.
Yeah.
It's Married with Children.
Yeah, so I figured that would get caught up in the two, but that was actually ranked number one, and time tested, it only aired 3 years, and this was an 80s list. So that just goes how strong that show is.
I didn't include it in my 80s because I was saving it for my 90s list.
So do you think it deserves that spot, only being 3 years in the 80s?
I don't think so. And I like Married with Children. It would be in my top list of 90s shows, but I don't think I'm going to include it.
Yeah, I thought we were going to run through a couple problems with them going over. So it lists on all of those. But yeah, number one was Married with Children. Great show, cutting edge. I mean, a lot of these sitcoms were pretty edgy at the time.
Yeah. So, you know, just a few they left off here. Shout out mentions Facts of Life. You know, I don't know if you remember that, where they had a kind of a girl's home.
I do.
You know, so Facts of Life was a show that I used to watch. Let's see, Silver Spoons, Different Strokes, Webster.
Oh, Silver Spoons,
Punky
man.
Brewster.
Rich. I love that show.
Sanford and Sons, or Sanford and Son. I think there's a few that they maybe, you know, Charles in Charge. A few that got left off, you know, but I'm okay with that list, except for I don't like Newhart in there. Taxi, I could do without. And, I feel like there was one other one that I was saying that was no good. Anyways, moving on, because we got a time crunch, and we got a lot of topics to cover, man. Do we want to go into cartoons of the 80s?
Yeah, I don't have any cartoons listed, but shout out. Let's do some cartoons.
Run these by in here and see.
Oh, all the topics?
Well, no, just run these kids' cartoons.
Oh, okay, go for it. Yeah, sorry.
All right. And again, I get it. You know, like, you're a little bit younger than me, and that makes a big difference in pop culture in this time. But, Thundercats.
Thundercats.
Dude.
On board. Thundercats.
Snarf, snarf.
I'm on board with Thundercats. Thundercats was the one. I had the whole castle. I had the whole setup.
Thundercats
choice.
Are on
I actually still
loose.
Have some of those
Thundercats
parts.
Are loose.
All right, one more time. Sing it.
I think that's the lyrics.
We'll try
it. So, I'm not going to do it again.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it again. But, old Lino with the Sword of Omen.
Yes, we know a lot about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man. All right, here we go. Inspector Gadget.
Love it.
Inspector Gadget. Go-Go Gadget Legs, or whatever you know you can think of in that place. Yeah. Don't yeah. be nasty, people.
I Go-Go Gadget a couple people in my life.
Yeah. All right, Transformers.
Transformers.
Yeah.
Still rocking to this day.
Transformers, man.
Transformers started as a cartoon, and now it's probably one of the highest grossing movie film, I don't know, genres or whatever.
What I need to look up is, did it start as a toy first or the cartoon first? I don't remember.
I think it's a cartoon.
Because the toys were in my toy list.
Yeah, I think it was a cartoon.
So, here we go. This is one of those ones that crossed over. Started late 80s and went into the 90s. Okay, and then now it continues to run. All right, just in different variations. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Love it.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Love it.
Okay. I brought in the t-shirt. He-Man and Masters of the Universe. All
right, I don't do a lot of zooming in, but I'm going to have Nico show that shirt.
He-Man. I don't remember the rest of the lyrics of that one.
So we're just going to cut your head off and just show your chest.
Yeah, just show my He-Man t-shirt the rest of the way.
He-Man, dude, I love it. I think that should be probably number one in my opinion. I'm not sure.
Okay, but. Well, I'm going to hit you with a few more, okay? Care Bears, all right? Now, you may not have watched
Care Bears. I did watch Care Bears.
Cartoon shows.
I did watch them. I watched them. I had two sisters, and they were a part of my life, and I did watch Care Bears. I thought it was actually kind of a cool show. I don't know.
Hey, G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, and no one's had to battle, right?
So I grew up with night terrors and had a lot of weird sleep issues. And ask your brother about this when you see him next about some of my sleep walking and sleep terror.
My brother lived with Kevin for a little while.
Yeah, so Frank, Nico's brother, lived with me during kind of our high school years, and we spent a lot of time together. I consider him a brother just like I do you. And I watched G.I. Joe a couple times by myself after school, and I think it was a little bit too early, and I couldn't watch it anymore because it was really giving me straight up like nightmares.
You're scared of Cobra Commander?
I think it was that.
Destro?
I think it was that.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm getting a little sweaty just thinking about it.
Interesting. Here we go. I'm gonna rapid fire a couple: Gummy Bears, DuckTales, Chippendale,
DuckTales,
Rangers, Voltron. That was where the different robotic tigers connected together to make one big giant robot.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they had a big giant sword. Yep. It looked kind of like anime today, you know. Like kids that watch anime might want to go back and watch Voltron. Any case, did I say Garfield?
No. But
did I say Alvin and the Chipmunks?
No, you didn't say that.
And here we go. All right, I'm going to hit you with this one. Muppet babies will do things for you.
Love it. Hey, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it again.
It's weird and you wish that you were there.
I'm going to do it again. Hold on, the camera's going back to you, so start it all over. Let's hit it. Let's one more song for me, because the camera was on me.
I don't know if I can do it with all this pressure.
Man. Do it, man!
All right. When you know it's kind of strange and you wish that you were there, just close your eyes and make believe, and you can be anywhere. Muppet! All these different
I don't have a lot going on in my life these days, but Nico, these songs that you do for me are the highlights of my week every time.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna step out a decade again. The Muppets has a remake out, so
What is that?
The Muppets, yeah. Sorry,
hello. Okay.
Man, I'm gonna be begging for forgiveness on this one, but yeah, they do have a new one. Check it out.
Here's the deal, man. I feel like some of these things bleed over into the toys. So if you allow me to just run through a list of 80s toys.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I chime in or no?
Yeah.
You're just going to beat them out.
No, you can chime in.
Okay.
And I feel like I should also tell you this. Because we were broke poor, a lot of these toys were what I consider like wish list items that I still want to this day that I never got. Okay. Yeah. All right. So here we're going. No particular order. Teddy Ruxpin.
Strong.
It was a freaking animal. It was like the first robotic animal that talked to you, you know?
Hi, I'm Teddy Ruxpin.
So, quick question.
I would like to be sleeping with you while you're asleep, little boy.
Quick question. They have the movie Ted, and I'm jumping errors again. Do you think that was based on it?
Man, that's good. You know what? Deep. I think there is some, there's probably some, because it's Seth MacFarlane, right? He's probably my age.
Yeah.
I bet it has something to do
with Teddy. We need to look into that. Yeah. That's interesting. That just popped in my head. All right, go.
Never had Teddy Ruxpin. Never had My Pet Monster. I wanted that. It was this blue monster, and he had this purple face and these fangs, like just big giant teeth, and he had shackles, and he would break them.
Ah.
My Pet Monster.
My Pet Monster.
My Pet Monster. Never had it. Care Bears. I'm not saying that I wanted Care Bears. I'm putting it in the list of toys. It also comes from the cartoons. I don't know which came first, but this was like, people used to love to like buy Care Bears. It was like 25 different Care Bears. Yeah. They all were like, oh, this is, you know, weed Care Bear. Look at this marijuana leaf on his belly. This is murder Care Bear. Look at the gun on his belly.
Well, that's hilarious.
Whatever. All right. So, okay. I did have some G.I. Joes. So that, thanks, Mom. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
we got some G.I. Joes. Masters of the Universe, the He-Man. Let me tell you a story, dude. Okay, real quick. This will be funny. My wife and my kids know this story.
Okay.
My mom was like a very new Christian, okay? And I, for my fifth birthday, had a birthday party at McDonald's and invited some of the kids from kindergarten. And one kid gave me this particular He-Man figure called Lockjaw, okay? And he had this little jaw that was like a metal, like, looked like a trap, like a bear trap.
Yeah.
And that was his mouth. And my mom thought, she was convinced, like, this was from Satan. Dude. She made us, I'm five, Frank's three, she made us get in a circle and pray the demonic spirits out of our apartment. And then she took a hammer in front of me and just bashed this thing. Freaking broke it all up, dude.
So I love your mom to death, and I will vouch that this is a 100% true story. 100% true story. And I'm going to call you out. Have you done some weird stuff like that?
No.
In your Christianity years of breaking anything?
Well, I did break my CDs.
Tell me about that.
CD collection. That's for another conversation, dude, because that's not in the 80s, dude.
Did you break an 80s CD?
No, I didn't break an 80s
CD. Okay, we'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later.
Sorry.
Yeah, just put that on it. Another episode. Maybe we'll call it music episode. I don't know.
Also, what we're going to do for all the fans of the Joker, I'm going to put the list of toys that he missed out growing up, and I don't know if it affected his childhood, but we're going to see if we can get these toys to Nico ASAP, man, so he can relive his childhood.
All right. Here's the next one. I don't know that I wanted this. I think it was the idea that we couldn't afford it is why. Like, because now I look back and I'm like, that was dumb. But my buddy, wherever I go, he's gonna go.
So we have a My Buddy at my parents' house, and I have two twin nieces, and my one niece is, she was born premature, so she was smaller growing up, and she put on the outfit.
That's awesome.
I'll bring a picture of it. This is the most hilarious thing, and it's still there in the closet at my parents' house. But we dressed her up in, and it freaked everybody out. It was really funny.
I actually like that.
So is that your list?
No, I still got more, dude.
Okay,
I still got more.
I wanna chime in one thing.
Yeah, please chime in.
Because it sounds like you were talking about that you were poor and that you had this hard childhood. I'm so sorry that you didn't get these little toys, man. Like, it sounded like your...
First world problems.
It sounded like your whole childhood was just a nightmare. I just can't
imagine. You know what I didn't have? Sit and spin, Kevin. I didn't get a sit and spin. I still want one to this day. I want an adult size sit and spin. And I also want a freaking hot... What was the tricycles that everybody rode?
Yes!
You know, they had the brake system, dude.
So check this out.
I didn't have one of those, Kevin.
I've been hanging out at your brother's house with his new baby, JJ. Shout out, JJ. We love him. And they got all kinds of crazy, cool shit over there. And I'm like, Frank, if we could enlarge these, I'd spend thousands of dollars, man. He's got, like, jumping, rolling around things. There might be a market for adult toys.
Adult toys.
But I think they're called...
but we'd have to call it... The website would have to be called something other than adult toys.
I think they're called motorcycles and tricycles now. I think they actually have them.
Okay. Shout out to Mom. We did get a few Transformers.
Shout out to Mom. Yes.
I did get Optimus Prime.
Yes.
I never got Megatron.
Shout out to your
I never
mom.
Got Megatron.
Shout out to your mom for getting you any toys, because I know that it's hard to be a single mother, and she raised y'all the best she could, and I think you and your brother turned out amazing. So shout out to her.
Interesting. Most people would not have said that.
About you?
Yeah. Here we go. I'm putting these on the list. They're going to seem like girl toys. I didn't want these, but I have to put them in my 80s list because they're so huge. Barbie. Okay? That's all I'm going to say about that. My Little Pony.
Yes.
Okay?
Still rocking.
Rainbow Bright. Do you know about Rainbow Bright?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Pound Puppies.
The great thing about this is that almost the last five that you named are still...
You got them at your house.
No, well, I actually do have two sets of Barbies that they're the Harley Davidson ones, but they're still in production to this day, and I'm jumping decades, but they're still making these.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
That's pretty interesting.
Pound Puppies, Strawberry Shortcake.
Yeah.
These were little dolls where their hair smelled like different, like, you know, like this one smells like limoncello with CBD oil in it. Oh, here's one. I did have this. So, great. I actually would like a life-size version of this toy right now. Light Bright. Light Bright was cool as hell, man.
I'm going to throw one in there. Glowworm.
It's on my list. Glowworm.
That was the next. Ah, oh, man.
Glowworm. Now, me and Frank did have a Glowworm.
I'm not going to spoil it, but I have a Glowworm surprise in the next couple weeks.
Okay. All right. So,
maybe I spoiled it.
Rubik's Cube. That was a big 80s. Toy, man.
So I'm all into collecting these little bitty miniature stuff, and the 8-ball probably came out in
Etch-a-Sketch.
The 80s. Here's a small tiny Etch-a-Sketch workable. It probably came out in the 80s. All right.
I have this toy now. I don't think we had it when I was younger. Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Oh, good call. Man.
Viewmaster. I did get a Viewmaster. I still have a Viewmaster. It's one from like the 80s.
The red thing?
Yeah, that you put the, you know, and you're like, oh, wow, you look in the sun. Oh, look at the different Smurf episodes that I'm watching in here. which, by the way, Smurfs, I freaking forgot. Smurfs in my cartoons.
That was in the 80s?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Madballs. Do you remember Madballs?
I don't think I remember.
Ugly little face, like, throwing balls, and they were squishy.
Oh, yeah, and they were just like, they call them stress balls now. It's pretty much the same thing, right? Okay, yes, I do remember.
Mad balls, muscles, these little tiny plastic pink wrestler characters, muscles. Micro machines. Where the guy that had the rapid fire talk would do the commercials. You like micro machines, whatever. And all-time classic, not necessarily a toy, Garbage Pail Kids.
Man.
Garbage Pail Kids, my friend. I would like a sheet of Garbage Pail Kids right now. You know, like Joe Blow, you know, where it's the character's got like he's pulled down his pants and just like his butt is exploding, you know? Joe Blow.
I'm going to keep looking, but there is a Garbage Pail on this set somewhere.
On this set?
On this set. The Kevin one.
Hey, if you got Garbage Pail Kids, why don't you send pictures to our Instagram account?
Yeah.
Can they do that? I don't know.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, tag us.
Yeah. You got any of these toys?
@ We Don't Know Jack.
You got any of these toys? @ We Don't Know Jack. Instagram. Put the pictures on there. All right. That's all I got for toys, man.
All right. So I have some other things that I wrote down, and I don't know if... These aren't as fun as the ones that you talked about, but I think they were important. I wrote down some of the things, and I talked to my mom this morning. We went over a few things that happened through the 80s that changed the world, or a major impact, major innovation, and just giant events that happened during the 80s. Do you have any of those written down?
I've got only a Flashback Friday from the 80s that will be hysterical.
But... Okay. Let's talk about mine, and then we'll go to your Flashback Friday. So... 1986.
Okay.
January 28th.
All right. The Wall?
No. Right. That's on the list.
Okay.
In 1986, January 28th was a solemn day for America. That's when the Challenger exploded.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the first NASA ship explosion. Five astronauts died. And unfortunately, one of the tragic things is that the astronauts knew what they were up against. That was part of the thing going in. This was the first year that they brought a civilian woman, and she was a teacher.
Right.
And rest in peace. Yep, she went out there to try something new, and it didn't work out. And it was a tragic event, because that's when going to the moon and spaceships was super important. NASA was everything, you know.
Yeah.
We were trying to find out different ways to get out
now
there.
Now you can go to space for just being a billionaire.
So. Yeah. Space. How much does it cost to go to space? I think we were booking a trip on Expedia. What was it like?
Yeah, a couple million. I don't know.
Yeah. I had a Groupon, so it was cheaper for me. all right, so another little more positive one. The Star Wars movies began.
Okay, that's actually in my movies section.
In 1986.
Yeah. All right, which we're probably not going to cover.
So another one, which was Houstonian-based, that I thought was cool. My brother brought this one to my attention. In 1986 in Houston, at the Memorial Park area, they had 1.3 million people turned out on April 5th on an overcast Saturday to see the French composer John Michael Jarre's Rendez-vous de Houston at the city concert. It made the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest live attended laser show. It was a symphony laser show, which is really popular now. And it was one of the biggest events that made the Guinness World Record. It was the largest thing Houston's ever done at that time. So my mom thought that was real important, and it didn't get any national news. But if you were a Houstonian at the time, it was a really, really big deal.
I would not put that in the news either.
Okay, well.
First of all, I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah, I don't know who he is either.
Dumb. I turn out 1.3 million people all the time. That's just that's a given Tuesday on the corner for me.
Okay, so Nico doesn't like that one.
That's how many people I turn out. on my street business, you know.
You just okay. 1.3, you're out. All right. So another one that was a big deal is the Iran held the hostages for 4 years and were released the day President Reagan was inaugurated.
Yeah.
That whole ordeal. Okay. That was a big deal in America. It was one of the first times that that happened to us.
Yeah.
And then the next one is the Berlin Wall. And Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. The famous saying, that was a big deal for the American dream of freedom going out across the world. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I guess so. I definitely think that was an important event.
I think it kind of directly kind of showed the world that democracy was a better solution than what was going on.
I'm not sure if it's as big as the Coco's Kitten, which was a story about a gorilla who did sign language and had a baby cat.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it compares at all.
Was it on National Geographic? Yes.
Okay. So that was great. So the German Wall and the and Coco were pretty closely related.
Here's a pretty large event in my brother's history. Flashback Friday. Are you done with your list? Or
no, I just have one more. I have one more thing, and it's why we're here and what we're doing today.
Okay.
In 1980, I didn't put the date, but I remember it is 1983.
Okay.
IBM sold the first personal computer.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
that's pretty big.
I think that was one of the most important things of the century. Yeah. I think that changed the world. Some people would argue television, but I think the computer and the internet soon to come was probably one of the biggest innovations of that whole everything. So
another gift that I didn't get, Atari.
So that's funny. So I wasn't a gamer growing up, and all I had was an Atari. I didn't have a Nintendo. I didn't have a Super Nintendo. I had never owned a gaming system at all, except for the Atari that my brother handed down to me.
Oh, man.
And it ended up catching on fire in the house.
We used to love to go to our cousin's house and play Atari, man.
Yeah, that's all
I had. This is in the back in the days when they had actual legitimate, like, you go to them, you know, video game arcades.
Yeah.
Arcades were the best.
Yeah.
Any case, okay. Well, yeah, this is an important list, man.
That's all I had on that list.
I could have done without the composer and the 1.3 million people that just showed up for a laser light
show. Hey, Nico, or my mom, I'm going to apologize for Nico for just totally dogging your one thing that you wanted me to talk about. But we'll forgive him, and you can deal with him. You can deal with him later.
If your mom thought it was important, I'll include it.
Do you want to apologize on air?
I'm including it, so that's the apology.
I want to apologize to Linda.
Sorry, Mrs.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, sir.
All right. How are we doing on time?
We're doing great on time.
This is our countdown. Is this for Spotify?
This is for Spotify. Okay. We're at 10. We got about 10 minutes left.
I knew we weren't going to cover all these subjects.
Yes.
Okay. I do have a Flashback Friday.
Okay, let's hear the Flashback Friday.
I think you're going to laugh at this one. I struggle sometimes to tell this story without crying myself.
Okay. Crying with laughter or tears?
Yes, like just tears.
Okay.
Because I can't even get the words out, man.
All right, so you got...
I've practiced it so many times.
9 minutes. Yeah. 9 minutes to bust this out.
It'll take less than that. Okay. So, what was big in the 80s was dollar movie theaters.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. And because my mom was, you know, she was broke, she would take us to see movies. Sometimes, she would even... And this is, you know, the world was a safer place. She would even allow us to go into a movie that was PG by ourselves while she went and saw a rated R movie that she wanted to see. Okay? Just look up the times and you go in at the same time, right? So on this particular Flashback Friday, the story goes like this. My mom takes us to a dollar theater. Me and Frank, we get our candy and we get our drinks. Okay? And we enter in, I think it was it was some stupid movie. Like, I don't even remember the movie, it was so dumb. It was a PG movie. It wasn't something we wanted to see, but we were, like, really cool on the idea of going to see a movie by ourselves.
Yeah.
We enter the movie theater. We already get candy. There's nobody. It's like, nobody in this movie theater. That's how awful this movie was, probably. Okay? I start running down to the bottom, because at that day, we wanted to sit... You know, we like to sit like this for some reason back then. We want to sit right, way up in the front. So I start running down to the bottom. Kevin, I shit you not. I jump, and I'm soaring through the air like as if I'm flying. I really felt like I was flying. I probably went about 10 feet. I promise you. I'm maybe second or third grade. Okay. You know, I think I was in fourth grade. I'm floating through the air. Like his airness. Like, I've got, like, so much speed, momentum built up. Like, I coast through about, like, 8 or 9 rows before I land all the way down at the very last row in the front.
So you stumble and trip and you're flying.
Stop. I get to the front.
Okay.
I'm going to sit down. I notice, there were some people in this theater. These two little girls about our age.
Yeah.
Cute little girls when you're that age, you know? And they're like, you know? I think my brother thought that what I did had just impressed them.
I already see where this is going.
So he decides that he is going to do the exact same thing I do. Man, he's building up some steam. I see it, man. I'm looking at these girls. They're looking at me. They look at him. He's building up this momentum. You know, Kevin, when he went to take flight, he tripped fucking fell on his chin. Bust his chin, slid, his box of hot tamales, which was open, like sprinkled out over the front of the movie theater. The Coke busted and splashed up in his face. They're laughing. He gets up. I can see it's dark in the theater, but I can see how red he is in the face. He sits down and doesn't say anything the rest of the movie. He's probably blacked this thing out of his memory. Like,
He won't be able to black it out long because I'm going to go hang out with your brother. And I will bring this up for sure. That's hilarious, man.
I've got tears in my eyes right now, man. Yeah. Like I said, I struggle to get that story. I don't know why it's so funny to me. It just is.
That's hilarious, man. That was a good one. I haven't heard that story. That's awesome. Oh, man.
My wife says I'm a hater every time I tell that story.
I don't know if you are a hater. I mean, we all did a bunch of stupid stuff trying to impress not only each other and girls. That was kind of the story of our young and teenage years, right? I mean, we'd ramp each other up real good.
Oh, my God.
If I would have been with you, I would have been diving right out. Hey, Frankie did it. Oh, man. That was a great flashback for
us. Yeah, it was,
man.
Great flashback for us. Man. I mean, I feel like we don't have enough time to get into, like, movies, other TV, like, non-comedy TV shows.
Yeah.
Music. I mean, we didn't even talk about that, you know? I mean, I feel like we can make multiple. Maybe every time a guest does not come on the show.
We'll do a decade?
We'll do one of the decades, you know? Okay. We'll cover some of this again.
Yeah, I'm down with that, man. The history is important, man. Kind of what made us, and I think we'd go on for 80 years probably. There's so much great stuff that happened in that decade. I do want to shout out a promo. We got Jared coming on. What was the place that we went to? I forget the name of the comedy club. Do you have that offhand?
I don't. We can get
Trilogy.
We've got it actually on
Trilogy Brewery is where it's at, and it's coming.
Is he
up.
Having another show? Yeah, he has one every month, right?
Yeah, he has one every month. We're gonna try to get him on. We're gonna have him on before the following show, but I'll give you guys some more information. We'd like to get a lot of people out there to support him. We're gonna bring him on. We're gonna have him start introducing us to the comedy comedics that he's bringing on, so we can try to get them on our show as well.
Yeah.
He's got a great cast, and Bo will be out there, I think, again, at least to hang out with us. So we'll do some shout-outs for that.
We do next week, Mike Toro, who has...
Yeah, tell us about that real quick.
So Mike has a gym called Hero Performance. I think it's not just a gym, because they provide personal training. But the personal training isn't just limited to the gym. They can come to your house. In fact, Mikey, who's not with us today... He and his wife received personal training at their house in the garage from some of the people who work for Mike. And so Mike Toro will be on. We'll get him to give us a little background about how he got into that industry. I hear he's unbelievably fit from what Mikey tells me.
Yeah.
But he no longer trains himself. He has personal trainers. He's got his own gym. One of the cool things, I think, for you is that he's got his own branding company as well.
What Mikey said. Mikey said he's like, you're either going to love him or hate him. And I was like, what does that mean? He's like, you guys are a lot alike. So I'm looking forward to meeting him. As fat as I am, I have a real strong personal training and gym history behind me, which maybe he can give me some motivation to work on that. And I'm excited to talk about his branding because I think it has to do with some martial arts stuff as well, because I did see on his website that he has a boxing ring in there. And I'd like to go out to his show or out to his place, and maybe we could film a show out there. You know, do some talking while some guys are fighting in the background. That'd be fun.
I think we're going to have a lot more people within the health and nutrition, fitness space on the show.
Yeah.
We've both got a couple of people that we already know. You maybe some more famous people than I do, but I've got some local business owners who I definitely want to get on. I've already talked about with them, and they want to be on. So
So we have a list kind of piling up, and I'm just going to just kind of give out some news about what's going on with the show. So we're on episode, I think, about 15 or 16 now. A couple of them we took off for copyright infringements when we were first learning how to do all this. But it's about 15 episodes, so it's more than a hobby. We're gaining traction. Our friend Joe that was on the episode last week is all on board on helping us out. So we are going to be building a new dedicated studio for
That's
the We
awesome.
Don't Know
I've
Jack
seen,
show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in designs right now. It's going to be really, really nice. It's going to be studio quality, not only for podcasts, but we also can bring in singers to record. It's going to be really nice. The other thing, announcement that we have, and it's kind of maybe too early to say it, but we are going to be changing the date and the time. And the reason that we want to do that is We want to be in the evening where it's more accessible and more inviting for the guests to come. Friday mornings can be kind of tough, and we want it to be more of a lax environment. So I think we're going to be shooting for Wednesdays is the goal.
But still airing on Friday, right?
We're still going to air, yeah.
Okay. It'll still be live.
Yeah, it'll be a live recorded show. Nothing's going to change. We're just going to change the time that we record live so we can bring in more people and have them kind of come in, relax, have a couple drinks, kick back, and then we'll start the show then. And we're looking forward to it. Scheduling.